Blog Talk Radio.
Father, we thank you for the wonderful opportunity to share the good news and to read God's word and to help people to learn English, to come to be part of God's family and to learn to know one another in Christ. Lord, we know that we are in the end times, and we pray for our brothers and sisters around the world who are even now, as we speak, being martyred and persecuted because they know you, Jesus, because they serve Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that they are being attacked by followers of Satan and followers of evil, barbarians who have yet to see the face of the true and living God. Lord, we pray for those wicked people, that you will reveal yourself to them and help them to see the reality of God in their faces, Lord. We pray that you would woo them all unto you by your Spirit to come to know you, Lord Jesus, all around the world, for we know that Satan is attacking wherever he can, going around, seeking whom he may devour, roaring like a wild lion. Lord, and we just bind the spirits of evil and spirits of Satan right now in the name of Jesus. And we command that he stop. Stop the murdering and killing of God-loving, innocent people, men, women, and innocent children. Lord, and we pray above all that they will all hear the message of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the people around the world will have an opportunity to hear the truth and to make a choice whether they serve the Almighty Living God through His Son Jesus, or whether they would be in Satan's camp. It is their choice, we know, for that you have allowed mankind and womankind, humanity, to make their choice. And for many, the choice is to be made soon. Lord, we don't know why our radio show board didn't work tonight, but we trust that you will work it for good. And we praise you and thank you, Lord, for every opportunity you give us and for the many souls who come to know the Lord through us sharing through this work. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my friends, I don't know if Nancy's going to be able to get on the show tonight because of technical difficulties. She has tried to call in. It took me over an hour and 15 minutes to be able to get on tonight, and yet I don't have my show board, so I can't play any music or click her in when she calls in. This is something that has never happened before. I've tried a lot of things tonight that I know to do to solve the problem, but it's going to take further time. So hopefully by next time, we'll have that worked out and be able to share. But tonight, I can share with you in English, and we'll continue reading in the book of Matthew, chapter 13. Now, this is a very beautiful, wonderful, valuable chapter of the Bible, and perhaps Satan was not wanting us to read it, but we're going to get it out there. So please read with me Matthew chapter 13. The same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, Behold, a sower went forth to sow. That means someone who plants seeds to grow food or plants. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls or the birds came and devoured them up. Some fell on stony places or hard places where they had not much earth, and they sprung up because they had no deepness of earth. And when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. They were planted in very shallow dirt, not enough dirt to sustain the life of the plant. Verse 7, And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. But other fell into good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. Now there are those who liken this to us as Christians. When we as Christians find good ground to plant our seeds and to grow our Christian person, so to speak, as we grow and mature, we bear fruit. Sometimes we bear fruit like some of these plants, only 30-fold or only about a third as much as possible. Some might do 60-fold, about 60% as much as possible. Yet many or some might bear fruit of 100-fold as much as possible. Now, bearing fruit can mean different things, but it basically means to me to be able to show the likeness of Jesus Christ to those around us, to show the love of God, and to win those to the Lord, as many as we can, and to nurture young Christians who are learning how to become adult Christians, and to lead those to Christ. So that's a part of what the 30-60-100-fold is. And in verse 9, it says, "Who hath ears to hear, let him hear." And Lord, we pray tonight that all who hear the word of the Lord around the world, whether it be from our show or other ministries, Lord, that they will hear and understand. That's what it means when it's ears to hear, that they will understand what it means and make the choice to serve the Lord. And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou unto them in parables?" He answered and said unto them, parables are stories, "because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Therefore I speak to them in parables, because they seeing see not." In other words, they see things, but they don't understand it. And they hear things, but they don't really understand it. And it says right there, neither do they understand. Verse 14, "And in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing." They're full of wax, full of nonsense. "And their eyes they have closed." They're closing their minds and their hearts to hearing truth, because they like their sinful ways, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I think convicted and converted, and I should heal them. No wonder the devil was fighting so hard tonight to keep us from getting on the radio show. But Jesus wants to heal them, wants to fill their hearts with his love and his forgiveness and salvation. "But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not yet seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. Hear ye therefore the parable of the sower," the story here of the one who plants the seeds. "When anyone heareth the word of the kingdom, and understandeth it not, then cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside." So someone who planted their seed in the wayside and not in the prepared good ground might not take root and grow. Verse 20, "But he that received the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receiveth it. Yet he... or hath he not root in himself, but dureth for a while? For when tribulation or persecution ariseth because of the word, by and by he is offended. Straightway he stumbleth." So to be offended means he just says, "Oh, this isn't working for me. It must not be right." Well, oh, ye of little faith. I think it's going to talk about faith, so let's all hold on that. "He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and cares of this world and the deceitfulness of the riches choke the word in his heart, and he becometh unfruitful." So he might hear the word, but he cares so much about the glitter of the world, of making money, making a name for himself, making himself or herself look good. "But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth such an hundredfold, some 60, some 30. So those are Christians who are walking in the light, reading and hearing the word, and asking the Holy Spirit to give them understanding, and they begin to grow and bear fruit. Verse 24, another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. Well, if it's his enemy who came in and sowed tares, we know tares are not a good thing. They're like weeds. But when the blade of the tare was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said, where are these weeds from? He said unto them, an enemy hath done this. It's the same way in our life, in our churches. The enemy will put tares in our churches to deceive us and cause dissension and trouble. Verse 28, he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, or no, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. So that means nourishing the wheat, the good amongst the crop. Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. So you wait till they're grown, and then at the time of the harvest is when the separation occurs. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like to a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds, it's very small, but when it is grown, it is the greatest among herbs, and becometh a tree, so that the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Another parable spake he unto them, the kingdom of heaven is like unto heaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal. That's M-E-A-L, meal. Then the whole was leavened. All these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them. In other words, he spoke many parables to give them understanding, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. So Jesus speaking in parables was a fulfillment of the prophets in the Old Testament. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares, those are the weeds of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Now I'm going to explain that. He's likening this parable to the story of life here on earth in this world. And the good seed, children of God in the world. But the tares, the bad seed, the bad plants, are the children of Satan. And I need to tell you an important truth here. If you're not a child of God and haven't received the Lord yet, you are automatically a tare. You are in God, not in God's kingdom, but you are in Satan's kingdom by default, because you haven't yet chosen to be a child of God. We're going to give you that opportunity today or tonight to become a part of God's family. and become a part of the good seed. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Hallelujah. That's why we're seeing and hearing about all the activity and the spirit going around above the earth. There have been many reports of this, at least people feeling this. So we are in the end time. The harvest is happening, the harvesting of souls, and that means like bringing in those to the house of God who want to accept Him. That's what the harvest is reaping in the souls for the Lord, separating the tares from the wheat. So I want to read that scripture again because it's very important. And then we're going to find out what happens to the tares. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest, which is happening right now, is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Hallelujah. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. So if you're a tare and you're not yet part of the wheat, which you can be, we'll pray with you in a bit. You, if you're in that group, will be burned in a fire. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend or cause stumbling, and them which do iniquity. Iniquity is sin. If you're doing sinful things, you're doing evil things. And shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth, crying from pain, and hitting their teeth together. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hid in a field, that which when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath, and buyeth that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who, when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. The scripture's given us here examples. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever or cut the wicked from among the just. We are seeing that happen. And shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be a wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus saith unto them, Have ye understood all these things? They say unto him, Yea, Lord. I think we're going to begin to see more and more of this. Just barely starting, I believe. It appears that way anyway. Then said he unto them, Therefore every scribe which is instructed unto, or who hath been made a disciple to, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which bringeth forth out of his treasure things new and old. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these parables, he departed thence. And I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, these are very poignant, strong parables that tell us of what is yet to come. And when he was come into his own country, he taught them in their synagogue, insomuch that they were astonished, and said, Whence has this man this wisdom and these mighty works? Is not this the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary, and his brothers James and Joseph and Simon and Judas, and his sisters, were they not all with us? Whence then has this man all these things? And they were offended at him. I believe they were jealous. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. In other words, a prophet is not understood often, prophet in the area where he grew up, because they saw him as a kid and they think, oh, that's just that neighbor kid. But, you know, all prophets were once a kid and grew up into being a prophet. And the last verse there, 58, and he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. So do you want mighty works happening in your church, in your town, and in area where you live? Then believe in the Lord with the faith as but the size of a mustard seed. There are other scriptures that say if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, that's enough to move a mountain. So many things are done by our faith according to the word that God has given us, and when we pray with the authority of the name and power of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, I don't have any music tonight, since I'm doing the whole service without much of a break. I'm not sure if I will be singing, but I'd like to give you this opportunity to give your heart unto the Lord. And I'm going to read a few scriptures that give you reason and understanding of why it's important to give your heart to the Lord. You know, God loves us so much, more than anything, that he gave his only son to die on the cross that we might have life. He says it in many verses throughout the Bible, but the famous one is John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. God's best gift is the gift of his love through giving his son as the lamb sacrifice for all of us to have the gift of salvation. We can only have the gift of salvation by the eternal lamb sacrifice through the blood that Jesus Christ shed for us, because God is holy and does not look upon sin. But when he looks upon us through the blood shed by Jesus, his only begotten son, then he can commune with us through Jesus. Jesus will advocate for us and speak for us. And because of the blood shed at the cross and the victory won in the 3 days after Christ's death, when he fought and won the victory over Satan in hell, we can now use the name of Jesus with all the power and authority to overcome Satan and all of his army. And we praise the Lord for that. John 1:2, but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become the children of God. And in John 3:3, Jesus said, you must be born again in order to enter heaven. Romans 5:8, God proves his love for us, that while we were yet sinners, for us, God is proving his love for us, has already proven his love for us, but he proves it to us over and over. If you'd like to receive the Lord Jesus as your Savior, let's do that now together. And if you're in a group where those who are saved and unsaved, please everyone say it so that they won't feel uncomfortable. But if you're where you cannot speak out loud, you can pray within your heart and in your mind and your spirit And God will hear it because God looks upon the heart. Please pray and repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God and died on the cross, shed his blood for me, born of my sins. I ask forgiveness for my sins. Perhaps for some of you, you might say, I have been so evil, I don't know how God would love me. But if you're real God, I give my heart and life to you and reveal yourself to me. I know he will, my friends. I accept you, Lord Jesus, into my heart as my Lord and Savior. And I now step out of darkness into the light, walking the paths of Christian life. Seeking, listening, hearing, and understanding the truth as given in the Bible, to grow in the stature and the likeness of the Lord Jesus Christ, to become a mature Christian that bears fruit and reaches others around the world. And I thank you for the Holy Spirit gave us at your ascension, the time you ascended to heaven. You gave the Holy Spirit to me and all of us as a gift to be our guide and friend and give us direction and understanding. And I thank you and praise you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Sing it with me. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we look forward to the next time we're with you. I'm sorry I was not able to click in Nancy tonight. There were technical difficulties. But listen to us any time of day, 24/7, in our archive section at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diane-Linning. Scroll down and you can select shows that have English and Thai or English and Vietnamese, English and Spanish, or all English according to the language you speak. And you can listen any time of day or night. .com/Diane-Linning. Please contact any of our guest hosts or hosts through me at diane@linning.com. Just email me at diane@linning.com. We thank the Lord that you were with us today and pray that he will bless you and keep you and anoint you to share the good news with others around the world wherever you live. And let's pray together our closing prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for each one who heard this word tonight. We pray, Lord, that it will be nourishment to their Christian life and give them understanding, Lord, of how to become a stronger Christian in the likeness of Jesus Christ, realizing that it's a process that takes time and doesn't happen overnight. And, Lord, we refer them to Ephesians 4, for the things that the Lord wants us to let go of and the things we are to put on as a Christian person, the traits and characteristics you want us to exhibit, Christian Lord. We pray for each one that they will have the likeness of Christ and show the love of God to others and to have patience and understanding with new Christians, teaching them in the way of the Lord. We pray for Nancy and Kui and John and all of our other co-hosts who've been on our show, Lord, and for those who are going to join us soon, for we know of a couple of others who may. And we pray for them, Lord, that you will prepare them. Prepare the hearts of the world, Lord, that they will be ready to hear the gospel and make a choice to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And we praise you and thank you for it. In the precious name of Jesus, amen and amen. Remember, my friends, God loves you, and so do I. Anyone, take that from you. It's a promise. God loves you. And the confirmation to you every day is that he loved you so much that he gave his only son to die for you on the cross so that you could have eternal life and we could spend eternity with God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit forever in the afterlife. Take care, my friends. God loves you, and so do I. Bye-bye. Until next time, this is Diane Lenning. God loves you.